USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The biggest city in China is completely locked down. Communist authorities extended the lockdown to cover all of Shanghai after a citywide testing showed COVID-19 is surging throughout the city of 26 million people. Shanghai reported more than 13,000 new cases on Monday, up from more than 8,000 on Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky is addressing the UN General Assembly this hour. Yesterday, he toured the area where he claims Russians committed war crimes against his people.
The time will come when every Russian will learn the whole truth about who their fellow citizens killed, who gave the orders, who turned the blind eye. We will establish all of this and make it known globally.
As crime in American cities continues, less than two blocks from California's capital in Sacramento, six people were gunned down over the weekend. 26-year-old Dondre Martin was arrested Monday and charged with assault and firearms possession. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Barack Obama will deliver remarks on the Affordable Care Act at 1:30 p.m. Eastern today. A problem in the ACA, known as the family glitch, prevented an estimated 5 million people from qualifying for subsidized health plans. What has been done to correct the problem should be revealed at today's press conference. A small single-engine plane crashed just short of the runway in New Jersey Monday afternoon.
A small plane was a few hundred yards from the airport when it crashed in a New Jersey neighborhood Monday afternoon. The single-engine Mooney flew out of Piedmont Triad International Airport en route to Central Jersey Airport in Manville, south of New York, when the aircraft went down, taking some power lines with it, before resting on the front lawns of two homes. The pilot missed all of the houses and was able to walk away from the crash. However, he was taken to the hospital with facial injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
The canceling of Will Smith has begun. The Sun newspaper is reporting streaming platforms like Netflix and Apple Plus TV were interested in acquiring the rights to a Will Smith biopic based on his best-selling autobiography. But the slap that was heard around the world at the Oscars ceremony last month, both companies reportedly quietly removed their bids to work on the project. The Biden administration ending the enforcement of Title 42 will allow the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Young Kim from California, the Republican, she told Newsmax that the Biden administration has no plan, but she does.
Actually, this is going to, we just introduced it last week, and in talking to my colleagues, there is a good consensus there. It looks like we're gaining some traction here, and I hope that this bill will bring up for a markup and get it passed through the committee hearings and bring it to the floor and votes immediately. As we know, the Biden administration has chosen to downplay the problem at our southern border and misleading the public about gravity of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs pouring in through our southern border. You know, I've been down to the border 3 times already since I've been in office in a short period of time, and I saw the situation getting worse, not getting better.
Kansas beat North Carolina by 3 points last night to win the college basketball national championship. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.